I like Bud Light, it makes me feel right. Oh my god, oh my god. I like Bud Light, it makes me feel right. Oh no, OMG. Oh. I know that I like Bud Light. I know it makes me feel time. I know that it is the greatest beverage of all time. Just kidding. Okay, I don't even know what I'm... Okay, so by the way, this is the five best REITs to invest in for the long term in 2023. At least I probably should put in 2023 in the title. But since I'm a lazy bum, I didn't do it. But I like Bud Light. It makes me feel right. Oh my.
Woo!
Okay. So I'm going to try playing this one more time. This was supposed to be my intro, but that failed. So I'm just going to remove it. I don't really know how to do the intros in this very well on the live videos, so I'm not even going to try. Live videos, I'll save the intro for pre-recorded videos or until I figure out how to add this to the screen. Maybe I could try. Hold on. If I add that to the... Oh, here we go.
Woo!
Let's try it again.
Woo!
Cool. And then we'll just go right back to me. And then we'll remove it. Okay, cool. All right. So I want to thank you guys for taking your time to view this incredible experimental live show. We don't do a lot of live videos. This show is pretty much a pre-recorded mess. Well, usually it's a lot cleaner. But this is the five best REITs to invest in for the long term. Real estate investment trusts, REITs, are a popular investment option for investors who are looking for a steady stream of income and the potential for capital appreciation. REITs are companies that own and operate income-producing real estate. They are required to pay out at least 90% of their taxable income to shareholders in the form of dividends. Ooh, got to step you on it. There are a number of different types of REITs, including residential REITs. These REITs own and operate apartment buildings, single-family homes, and other types of residential real estate. There's commercial REITs. These REITs own and operate office buildings, retail stores, and other types of commercial real estate. There's also industrial REITs. When it comes to industrial REITs, these REITs own and operate warehouses, distribution centers, and other types of industrial real estate. And then there's also the healthcare REITs. These REITs own and operate hospitals, nursing homes, and other types of healthcare real estate. When choosing REITs to invest in, it is important to consider the following factors. The type of real estate. Different types of real estate have different risk and return profiles. Residential REITs are generally considered to be less risky than commercial REITs, but they also offer lower potential returns. Overall, I can definitely agree to that. Well, let's keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is. Yeah. Anyway, the location. So the location of the real estate is important because it can affect the demand for rent. REITs that own real estate in growing markets are generally considered to be more attractive investments than REITs that own real estate in declining markets. The management team. The management team is responsible for running the REIT and making investment decisions, but it is important to invest in REITs that have a strong management team with a proven track record of success. Here are five of the best REITs to invest in for the long term. We got O, ticker symbol O, which is O is a residential REIT that owns and operates apartment buildings in the United States. It has a strong track record of dividend growth and has outperformed the S&P 500 index for over the past 10 years. There's also Stag Industrial. STAG is the ticker symbol, is an industrial REIT that owns and operates warehouses and distribution centers in the United States. It has a strong balance sheet and pays a high dividend yield. There's also Digital Realty Trust, DLR. Digital Realty Trust is a data center REIT that owns and operates data centers in the United States and Europe. It is a leader in the data center in the data center industry and has a strong growth outlook. There's also Welltower. Welltower is a healthcare REIT that owns and operates senior living facilities and hospitals in the United States. It is a leader in the healthcare real estate industry and has a strong growth outlook. There's also Prologis, which is Prologis is a logistics REIT that owns and operates warehouses and distribution centers in the United States, Europe, and Asia. It is a leader in logistics real estate industry and has a strong growth outlook. These are just a few of the many great REITs that are available to investors. It is important to do your own research and choose REITs that are appropriate for your investment for your investment goals and risk tolerance. In conclusion, REITs can be a great way to generate income and grow your wealth over the long term. However, it is important to choose REITs that are well managed and have strong growth outlook. So I'm going to speak, you know, I speak on script and then I like to speak off script, speak a little off the cuff. So I'm a big fan of REITs. I really do think REITs are fantastic for people who love a good form of income, who love dividends like I do. I think REITs, their dividends are actually taxed less harder than other types of dividends. I can't remember exactly. I definitely talk to your tax expert on it. I'm not too sure. I will say that I'm not an expert on taxes by any means. I will say that I do know that I get taxed on dividends one way or another, depending on which type of dividend it ends up being. But yeah, for the most part, I do believe that getting some kind of income, any kind, even through the form of dividends, can be very, very handy and very, very lucrative, by the way. I also just, I just believe it's just nice to have something that puts some money in your pocket. Well, I do believe that not all REITs, not all dividend paying stocks are created equal. I do know that it's just fascinating. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's just been something on my mind about the housing market lately. It's just interest rates are so high and the housing market is, well, collapsing. And I don't know how far it'll collapse. Just depends. You just don't know at this point. All we can do is just see what happens. And it's just been concerning. Like, I understand that market crashes happen, but when they do happen, it's never pretty. And I think we're pretty much on the brink of another one. Look, I mean, it's a good buying opportunity when stock prices are low. To go buy in, especially if you're a dividend chaser, you know, you want to get dividends at a cheaper price. You know, sometimes you can look at big banks. Bank of America is yielding like a 3-point-something% yield every year, which is incredible. And they're still, in my opinion, a big bank that will always continue to grow one way or another. So they're going to be a big part of America's financial future. And, yeah, but I do believe in Bank of America. I believe in a lot of the different big banks. U.S. Bank is another one of my favorites. They've gotten their ass kicked a little bit too, but I don't think they're going anywhere as far as them being a company is concerned. But yeah, I'm happy I was able to come up with this list because I was thinking about it, and sometimes you just need to know, and this is not financial advice by any means, but you just kind of need a general idea of what's good to put in your portfolio. I'm not saying any of these, I can never recommend these, obviously, but these are, from my experience, very good REITs. and there I like to share what I know. This is for education and entertainment purposes only, obviously, but you know, I mean, take a look at any other analyst rating and they'll concur with me one way or another. And yeah, it's just nice income. It's steady growth over time. Protection against inflation. Real estate is a way to protect against inflation. And it's the smartest thing you could do. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to watch this video. And do me a favor. Stay safe. Stay sexy.
Sexy.
And stay healthy. Have fun, everybody. And good night. And good luck. Woo! Oh, yeah.